Hello and welcome back to the Roadside City Podcast. I'm Paul.
We fucked up. Oh, wait. That's the wrong episode. Wait a minute. I did not fuck up.
He fucked up.
No, I did
not fuck
yes,
up.
Yes, he did.
I cast True Sight. Yeah, you fucked up.
I'm still alive. I'm not in danger yet. He has not threatened me.
Hey, we're not there yet. Hey, everybody. As I was rudely interrupted. I'm Paul, the game master of this shit show. And with me, we've got Natalie.
It's not a shit show. It's a great show.
It's not a shit show. It's our show.
It is our show, but it's currently a shit show.
It's a shit post disguising as a show.
Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
I said hi.
Oh, I didn't hear. There was so much talking.
You're welcome.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Hey, evening, everybody.
And the man who's in the deepest shit, Rob, who plays Demon.
We're in the shit, but up to here.
As he puts his hand
above his head in an audio
mission. He didn't say it!
What?
He didn't say Samurai Crab.
No,
he
didn't
do it. Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
No, I said Samurai Crab.
Now, be sure to comment that whether or not he did or didn't.
Then edit this all out and put it in.
Samurai Crab. Alright. But either way, I'm going to... do I want to do the recap or I want you guys to... I'm going to let Art do the recap.
Because he didn't really do much in the previous episode.
His meeting.
The siblings found out who their daddy problems were.
Wasn't that episode before?
No.
That was when we found out we were dealing with the fallout of that at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've taken care of their daddy issues.
Oh, kinda.
We discovered that Luna's got more issues with, Roger has some issues to deal with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met, or was that the previous episode?
No,
that was the last episode.
Yeah.
Amaterasu.
Amaterasu.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Why am I picturing like a giant white wolf?
I don't know. She's never been depicted as that.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Magic Gathering card.
I'm thinking of Okami.
You're thinking of that dog movie with the wolf, and it starts with a B, and I can't remember it.
Balto?
No,
I was thinking of Okami.
I'm joking.
The main character of Okami is Amaterasu as a giant white wolf. Why I know this is beyond me.
Flaming out.
Yeah. All right. And then Damon got invited to the Claw secret meeting.
Damon invited himself.
He really did.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. You successfully did, yeah.
I successfully invited myself. Yay!
No, I still think it was funnier that, hey, I need a ride. Well, I can get you to here. Oh, wait, I can do that myself. Thanks!
Oh, wait, I forgot that I have this. Bye!
Hey, it seemed more romantic.
And then he found another one of the Orioles. And then, as they were speaking Draconic, he didn't realize that there was a dragon in the room until after the conversation had started.
That was fun.
Yeah, which, when I cast a True Sight, saw a insert dragon type here.
And you dragon. Saw the outline of a rust-colored dragon.
So is it a rust monster?
And he's in a place that he can't get communication outside. So
magic could still go out.
You are not sure.
I'm excited.
I'm not, tried.
I'm excited for Paul's dragon voice. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be good.
Knowing who Rusty is, you're going to be disappointed.
God, son of a...
So, when last we left off, Rusty...
Was talking to me mentally.
Yeah, I was talking to you to... both Boreal children.
Both at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was just me because I realized...
You were both speaking Draconic.
Okay.
He says, we're going to talk. And then he basically... He guides you to the rec room, which is on like the floor where no one else goes because they're all nerds.
It's the exercise room. The exercise room with the new equipment.
And yeah.
It's the rec room, and it has a layer of dust on all of the equipment.
The air filtration system's too good for that.
Oh, okay.
But it feels stale in there. And he goes in.
I thought the air filtration system would be too good for that.
Yeah, what?
I mean, if there's no dust, the air is
perfect.
No,
yeah,
it's just there's no.
It feels like
you get a vibe.
It should be.
You got a vibe.
It feels like it's never been used.
There's still some like plastic on some shit that just hasn't been.
Wait, they're still in boxes because none of them strong enough to pull them out of the boxes.
Yeah, and he goes in and he closes the door and you hear a crinkling noise and you look and the door is he has crimped the. Door frame in the door and then twisted it. That door was not opening. Wait, you wouldn't have to do that. If you try the door, it's just like welded shut. He kind of just made a motion towards it and that happened.
Bye.
He says,
bye.
It says there's knowing you, Deimos.
No, now that you're in there, bye. Correction, you would still be making mentally because he's not able to hear. He says, how do you know that language? But he's not being aggressive at all. Now, he is standing in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
But he's pretty non-aggressive. And also, he knows that you know what he is. Because he saw...
Unfortunately, the other one doesn't.
He saw the fact that you shit your pants when you looked at him. And he's like, oh, there's only one thing that would do that. I'm not that threatening. Wait, yeah, okay, maybe.
I have the ability to speak all languages. And understand all languages.
Same.
I know we're not the same.
Roll deception.
He's not even close. I can tell.
Trust me, I completely understand. I don't completely understand, but I
would hope not.
Yeah. I don't think our friend knows, though.
Good line. The other Boreal child, the guy, his name is Jeremy Maxwell, which I had the table help come up with a name for, and kind of just a plain-looking dude. He looks at you, and he says, mentally, he says, what? Like, why are you scared of him? He seems really nice.
He is a very nice
child. And Rusty just kind of smiles, and, yeah, I'm really nice. Yeah, he says, I'm one of the most easygoing dudes you'll ever meet. He is. Except for one thing, and you happen to trigger the one thing. He says, he looks at him and he says, Jeremy, do you have any idea why he's afraid of me? Jeremy says, I have no idea. He says, and he walks over and he just kind of pops him on the forehead with like a surprisingly like gentle touch, and then Jeremy just passes out.
Bye. Is he still breathing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is Damon making sure he's still breathing.
Damon's roll a medicine.
Roll medicine.
That's an 18.
Pressure point. He hit some kind of inserted something into him. You look and there's like a tiny dot of blood. He probably did something like
that sounds more like an arcana or a nature.
You know that that's actually a thing though. You can like. Pop someone and they would pass out for long
experience. The forehead, like that shouldn't knock you out.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He says it's a key thing. Do you know how key works?
You turn it in a lock.
Not like that. you know enough about Arcana to know.
Yes. I knew a monk once.
That,
I knew
a monk once. That it's a kind of magic.
Yeah.
That
no.
It no. But this is QI, not KI, yeah. And it's a kind of magic that it's Eastern based. And some people say it's how magic is, and it's just different names. And he says, I used some key to knock him out so we could have a frank conversation. You know I'm a dragon. And that's a problem.
You're not the first one I met.
I'm not?
I've seen a gold one.
Oh, you met my cousin.
And I live to talk about it, so I'm friendly.
He thinks about it for a second. He says, damn, I can't argue with that logic.
That logic.
He's racking his brain, like, and he's racking his dragon-sized brain. He's like, dragon wrinkly-ass brain. Nope. Okay, No, it seems legit. If Deimos got no problem with you, I got a problem.
Say that again, who? But with the right name. You said Deimos doesn't have a problem with you.
Theo doesn't have a problem.
If Theo's got
he
no
said
problem.
Deimos originally.
No. He said Theo.
I heard Deimos.
And that's when my brain went, wait, what? He actually gave out the secret identity?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't. He'd say, if Jin has no problem with you, I've got no problem with you. Did you meet Nightmare too?
I know Nightmare.
We almost dated for a while.
No. That might be what he thinks, yeah.
I'm assuming it's from the book.
There was
you mentioned that once.
There's some stuff in the book about you two knowing each other from before
the surge. Yeah.
Okay.
He says, "Okay, if you know Jin and you know Nightmare, I don't feel any need to do anything to you. Keep my secret.
With my
no one knows, not even Claw."
I will only discuss this with you ever. This event has never happened.
You can talk to Jin.
Okay.
Nightmare about it if you want.
I just want to make sure I had your blessing for whom
to get. I sent Jin a text telling him I was in this program, so he knows where I am if he needs me. Not that he's ever needed me, but I know, but I'm there if he needs me.
Not that, you know, this place will hold you.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, that sounds like something Deimos would say.
Yeah, he says, I've already figured out the wall I'd go through, and I can just kind of warp the metal and go through and then seal it back up. I don't really worry about it. And he kind of just puts his hand towards the lock, and you hear it as it unlocks itself, or as it unwelds itself.
Cool trick.
Sounds like a zipper.
No, it's like a... as it like... You can like
the rending of metal.
Yeah, exactly. He says, "Hold on," and then you hear like those
noises. Yeah, I figured it would be the popping of the metal as it changed temperature.
And then it kind of levels out. He says, "Yeah, it's a trip."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where else we want to go with this, but as long as. Jin's good with you, I'm good with you.
Alright.
I'll make sure he knows that you know. And that he looks at you and like his eyes go like slitted for a second, and he's very careful. Like it's almost like a phantom effect. You're not sure if it was visible or if it's something because you have true sight on, you can see it. And you just get a vibe of like, if you screw me, you won't walk away. And He pats you on the shoulder gently, then not enough to hurt you, and says, "We should have dinner together. We should have lunch together. It's nice to have someone who's actually smart enough to have a conversation with."
Mm-hmm. How might I be able to signal you to have a telepathic conversation in the future?
If you look at me and you blink three times, I'll know that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
And of course, it will be private conversations until said otherwise. I do have a friend that does telepathy, who's not in a range right now. I don't.
Yeah, he is.
He is global range,
but
I'd have to set it up. I'd have to set it up.
And it's in its line of sight. Actually, if you had him on like a phone, you could do it because it's any range. A video call, you could do it. I thought about that the other day.
It's also 8 hours.
Yeah, but he says okay. Yeah, like I said, three blinks, and we'll have a conversation. So yeah, the rest of the day goes by pretty mundanely. He's pretty pleasant. He says, you know, his name's Roger. He goes by Raj or Rusty.
He doesn't go by Raj.
No, he says.
There's one person that calls him that.
One person
calls
me Raj, and I can't stand that. Roger Long.
Right, you said. Thinking in the head still, right, so long as in Jin Long, so yeah.
Correct.
That tracks. Okay.
He says, I'm an engineering student who just happened to get picked for this project because I know my shit.
Yep.
Doesn't help that you can basically warp metal to your will.
They don't, they think that's my spark.
Okay, good to know.
I like to think that the other Boreal that Jeremy woke up, and that's you talking as Jeremy. He's like, oh no, Jeremy woke him up after he realized that they're cool, and he says, "You can bend metal, do you roll? That's so cool." And yeah, he says, "Yeah, it's a thing. Like, metal and water are kind of my thing."
It's a weird combination, but okay.
Yeah, you are not wrong. He's like. And when those two came together, when I got those two together, it was like really weird. Like I was rusting, all the metal was coming out rusty. It was terrible. Hence the nickname Rusty.
Yep.
And then again, I've been called that my whole life with the red hair, you know.
Cool.
Just happened to fit. Well, also, oh, he says, he pulls out his cape license and it says, you know, is he open? No, he wouldn't be open about it. He wouldn't have a cape license, show his cape license.
He would talk to Deimos about it.
Yeah, he'd say, if you're ever looking for help, my cape name is Iron Dragon.
It's
kind of not a joke, but not everyone knows that.
Yeah, since we're being out in the open right now with, not being out in the open, but telepathy, and just him and I am also part of a cape team.
Good to know.
I am Damon. Just so when you tell Jin Long,
he racks his brain. He says, "Didn't you have like guns?"
Yes. At one point, I did. There's been a change. I got a little bit more powerful, and it kind of fell behind.
I don't need the guns anymore.
I am the guns.
All right. Yeah. So. Did we finally decide what you were going to do about telling them about the metal?
It was still in the middle of that conversation.
When this happened.
Oh shit, there's a dragon.
Yeah.
Oh shit, there's a dragon.
Yeah, they said we'd go to break for lunch. So let's say they come back from lunch and they're back at the, like, what are we going to use to do this? And you have the opportunity. Are you going to tell them about the runic metal, in which case you have to explain where how you know of it? Or are you going to say you found it in a thing, but you're not a good liar?
I was going to fish for information from Jeremy, because he knows about it. So I want to know where he found his.
Oh, he says, I was reading some old arcane textbooks from, tomes from the Harvard Library.
Insight?
Sure.
Probably not enough to actually matter.
He's legit. He says, yeah. 13. Harvard's old enough. It's got a back before
14 total.
You know, the secret societies Harvard has. They've always existed, and most of them ended up being capes or cowls, depending on what organization they were. And just so happened that they had a pretty good repository of arcane knowledge hidden in plain sight in the stacks. When I got in there at 13, I kind of, read all I could.
Nice humble brag.
Sounds very familiar. I've read other similar books.
At 13. That.
Jeremy.
I took a gap year.
Oh, shut up, Jeremy.
I'm just picturing from Borderlands the Goliath line. When you kill him, I'm coming for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I was thinking Jeremy from Code Lyoko.
Yes, very much so. He's got that kind of vibe. Super damn smart. Like, should be doing things that are like, the fact that he's like 20 and he's just doing this, he's just doing think tank shit because he's just that smart. He says, yeah, I've been part of a think, he says, oh yeah, they pulled me from my think tank to come do this. Anyone who doesn't know what a think tank is, because not everyone does. Natalie raises her hand, and it makes sense.
Think of an Abrams tank for smart people.
Makes sense?
No, it's like one of those things that not many people think about. A think tank is just a place where they take people who are too smart and just like who come up with random shit. If they were used anywhere else, it'd be a waste.
Basically, think of a fish tank full of smart people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they just compile ideas.
It, basically, it's a
they
place
they give
where
them a focus. They let them stay on task.
And
use their abilities.
They're told, like, your goal is to purify water. You've got a year. Come up with the best damn idea you can. you know, the most cost effective, the most efficient, and then like the
oh, I was in a think tank once.
Okay.
I do remember that. Okay, continue. Wait.
Are you sure it wasn't a fish tank?
No, I wasn't in a fish tank.
Yeah, so, like,
I want to say it was something for school. Like, I'm pretty sure it was something for school.
They simulate them for school sometimes. It's like, like, to understand what it's like.
I don't know if it was for, like, with the other special needs kids or if it was just me and, like, my peers. I don't remember.
Yeah, so, like, Jeremy says, they called him from his think tank. He said they just finished their project on desalination of water. Less of an issue now than it was, you know, 60 years ago, but it's still an issue. Then again, with caves who can make fresh water, now everyone having power, so it's less of a problem, but it's good that we have it if we need it.
Hey, he can do that now, too.
I don't have the spell purify water.
Create water.
I don't have that.
That's a cleric spell.
You can.
But it takes a spell slot.
By the way, destroy water gets rid of fog cloud.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That was a cool thing.
I think, yeah, you learned that with mine, didn't you? Like when we were looking that over.
No, it was on a podcast. It was on Tramp Monk was doing a video on it.
Oh, okay.
It was like random uses for spells you wouldn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets for fog cloud, which is annoying. Which is a spell that's annoying as shit.
Because you were like, destroy water is so useless. But
then I thought, then yeah, it actually has uses. But yeah, so. How are you going to go about talking about the running metal?
Well, first I'm going to ask the two voices in my head.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know of any locations of sources of the runic metal besides the ones we found in the south?
None that are not held in none that are not held privately. There were expeditions to gather up bits and pieces of it that we knew about, but that was 200 years ago. So, or no, Boreal saying this is the last time one of my descendants had contact with it besides the bit down in Antarctica was 2,000 years ago, and that was in Rome. Though, I don't know. Oh, he says, I forgot. There's a pretty large obelisk of it that no one knows what it is, hidden in plain sight in Tenochtitlan.
Okay, so
I don't know if that's what it's called anymore.
For those of you that aren't aware, Mexico City.
I was gonna leave that as a thing for like it's gonna come up later, but yeah,
I'll cut it.
Oh, you just knew.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, then that's just my knowledge.
I just know it's a different word.
Or Rob could say, "Do you mean Mexico City?" He said, "Sure. I don't know if that's what it's called now."
Ah, the year 20, whatever.
2026.
Well, oh, so the year because he said 2,000 years ago. Ah, the year 26.
Whatever year we're in that calendar. Then again, the Mayans didn't exist at that time. But he said, but there was one. I did have a descendant who lived with the Mayans at Tenochtitlan, and he said he was in charge of the clock calendar, I guess.
That ran out like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
He wasn't the smartest one.
He didn't get to finish it. He was working, and then he got killed. So, but that he says, yeah. Tenochtitlan, like 500 years ago, maybe a little less.
Okay.
350 years ago? I don't remember.
Genetic memory, kind of weird with timing.
Yeah, I don't know. The last time they tapped into the main source was a hot minute ago, so I don't remember.
So, I guess I could use that.
And that's it was pretty important. I wonder what they're doing with it now.
Alright, so, when I do meet up with the people, I will proceed to explain that I heard rumors of it in Mexico City in the Mayan times, and that's how I know about it.
Where'd you hear that? Like three nerds ask you. Yes, I'm going to refer to them as three nerds.
Yep. What are you talking about, nerd?
It was a rumor I heard a while back. I don't remember exactly where.
weird rumors is this guy here? Wow.
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 What a, it's like what it could be my power.
Nerd.
It's like it could be my power. Just getting random knowledge.
Like, most of them look like nerds. The two of them look, a couple of them look just jealous as hell.
God, I wish that was me.
Well, one guy looks over to you and, he looks at his fingers and you see like he's got like vines growing in the back of his hand. He kind of covers it up like, my power's really lame.
Aww.
If you eventually ask him what his power is, he says he shows he can shoot out a vine like 10 feet and then grab onto stuff.
He can Spider-Man it.
No, that's, yeah, that's cool.
That's how I bring him up with that.
Yes, but he has 8 strength and 10 dexterity. So
no, that's so useful though. If like, if it's something across the room, you can actually like grab it with your vine.
He's not there.
Will try to boost up his mental, even though I'm
you don't want charisma to have any more supervillain origin stories.
Don't want any more evil origin stories yet. I just made one, so I will try to make a friend and encourage him.
Yeah, his name is Phil.
McCavity?
No. God, art slapping for me. I can't read.
How about more graves? Phil more graves.
No.
I thought Ezekiel. I don't know why I thought Ezekiel, but I thought of Ezekiel. No,
it's like Phil Markov.
Okay.
Oh.
Ow.
Markov?
The vampire?
All right. I can live with it.
Yeah, he's Phil Markov. Yeah, he's a... He works as a like
night watchman.
You're gonna realize that of the people here, besides you and Claire and Rusty, everyone else here is a think tanker. Like they don't really do outside thought. Like these guys all know each other, or a lot of them do. I mean, there's the one like high school student too, but they're not. But like a lot of these people know each other. Like, and they obviously form cliques, like, they obviously know each other, and, like, some people just don't like each other, don't like each other, stuff like that. Claire's kind of just along for the ride. She's working on the mechanical bits and just has ignored everyone else because she's just working the computer system they gave her, which is a supercomputer that they managed to compress down to, like, the size of, like, a briefcase.
Assuming she's working with Rusty. He's fabricating the shit that she's designing.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, I can make metal and just... What do you need? And he's making parts. He's like, let's try a scale model and stuff like that.
You're Rusty. I have the knowledge of a particular metal. Can you fabricate that metal?
Maybe.
So you know that previous metal I mentioned before?
Oh. And it's... you see it, because it happens like...
I'm still in true sight, so...
How long did it last? An hour?
I think so.
If it's an hour, you can still see it. If it's not, you can't.
But you get the feeling that this is, you know, what's happening if it's, you know...
Exactly.
Even without the truth.
His eyes grow wide.
Hour duration, concentration.
And if you can... you see that, his eyes go draconic for a second, and he goes, if the metal we're talking about, I can't make it. My cousin should eventually be able to, though.
Eventually? So he doesn't have the ability yet? And it's... No. You only have the one cousin, correct?
No, I got a bunch of cousins, but...
But it's the one
in particular.
But the one you know, yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same...
Yeah, no, it's a family thing to be able to make stuff like that special. I can't. I mean, I can make a facsimile, but it isn't nearly as effective.
But you could make it then a prototype if you make something similar.
I mean, it would take me... months to make anything big enough to test. I mean, I guess I could make, like, if we're going to do, like, a...
Small-scale model,
like a 100-scale model or something like that. I could do something that's, like, a couple, you know, like, a foot or 10-scale model, you know? That would take, like, 4 or 5 days to fabricate a shell of it. If you give me the drawings to look at, and Claire's just grinning, like, bobbing her head.
So like, what if... Could we combine our powers? I am an accomplished arcanist.
It's more the fact that do you have the mojo to make stuff magical?
Give me a day, and let me check my spell list. Okay.
You're not an enchanter or an artificer.
Oh, I thought you were saying make stuff with from magic.
No, no. Like you, fabricate. You would need like, you would need. You have the spell fabricate.
Give me a level, or
but give me access me to a spell. Level.
I write in my book. And
no,
I have
no.
It.
No, you don't.
Let me check the cleric spell list.
I don't think it has fabricate because that would be not. Busted as hell. But he says, unless you can make stuff that's permanently magical, I can't.
What levels fabricate?
You know who can, right?
Anyone with the inventor power set?
Or the artificer who's sitting there with them?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
What level heavy maker?
Equivalent?
Oh, yeah.
Cleo?
Claire looks on and says, I could. If you give me metal, I can make it do special things. And I, you know, if given me some time, I can make a machine that can produce the metal. But the problem is, it doesn't really last that long. And between the three of you, you kind of like go out and do your own thing. And Jeremy's like inserting like random like arcane tidbits. Knowledge. Like I know there's this particular rune you have to use to stabilize it, and you manage to make. I'd almost call it, like, if you have a whole, like, runic metal is its own thing, it's, like, a special name that I fucking can't remember what I named it years and years ago, but it's just been runic metal forever. You made a half-rune metal, and it's not nearly as effective, but it is damn near impervious to magic.
So it'll do the job they want it to do.
Exactly. It doesn't have the kinetic reflection, which is... like the really difficult part, like perfect kinetic reflection. If we had that, it would change the world. You know, you can't do that. But it is completely like magic doesn't fuck with it unless it's benefit. You know, you can teleport it, but any like spell chucked at it just bounces off. Now it takes all three of you like a week to get to that point to make like the foot by foot box. But when you do the scale test. Perfect.
All right.
And then they open up a panel. There's a teleportation circle. Like, let's try it. Like,
by the way, I do look at the codes.
It looks like it's got a rotating code. It's got like a dial code. Like, and you'll notice that the ones that are done modern style have like a dial that they can rotate and change the code, so it may not be functional.
Okay, so it has a DHD. Got it.
Stargate.
Dial home device.
Did you ever watch Stargate?
Some.
You know how they have to press the different buttons to dial in the Stargate?
Yeah, but it's kind of like more like a multi-factor authentication. Like you got to check your phone. What's the code today? Oh, it's this. Tick 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 tick, and then you punch that into the circle you're making, and then it goes.
Yeah, but I'm probably the other end does the same thing.
It changes every day. It changes every day, and then one of the people you walk over to like the to one of the people walks over to the wall and says, "I'll get the code for today." And they pull it apart and pull it down, and then they're like, "Okay, we got to set it to this." Or no, the one in here is mechanical, and it automatically sets based on a timer. Okay, what's the one for the Atlas today? Okay. And they go over and they twist the four dials that need to be, let's say five dials that need to be turned. All right, it's ready. You just need someone who's got the mojo to do it, and they look at you. No, I'm sorry. There is another one who could do it.
I do have 2 5th level spells prepared.
You also can just do it. Don't you have Dimdor?
I have Dimdor, but this is a teleportation circle, not Dimdor.
I'm sorry. Don't you have the teleportation circle as part of your power set?
I don't believe so.
You have Dimdor, you're right.
Yeah. Then
okay. I thought Delver Vision Circle 2, but maybe not.
No.
Do it.
Yep, it's only Technopath and Teleportation that has it.
So Clara goes, I
can still do it, but I'd have to use a component.
And she says, it's tech, I can do it. She walks over and she just like, she makes a tweak in the center. She says, I gotta change the source. Puts her finger in the middle, and then you see like a code spreads out from her hand on the activation sigil, and the box disappears.
Okay, and now we'll stand back and wait 10 minutes.
Takes a minimum of 10 minutes, yeah. So it charges up and everything again. So you guys go and like you kind of just sit and like shoot the shit. You like you anxiously wait, and 10 minutes later you get a you get back a note, or you get back the box with a note inside it.
Nice.
What does the note say?
No one asked.
I asked.
Okay, you're playing yep. Jeremy for a second.
What does it fucking say?
The note says box received, no movement, success.
Gotcha. All right. So
this is like a week. This is like I said, it took you a week to do that. That you've been here like 9 days at this point, you know. And cool. So everyone's like cheering, like yeah. And they're like, but it takes 3 very specific talents to make this work.
Yeah.
But so, we know. But then like the person who you eventually figured out was probably put there because they're in charge. Was the guy who went over to the knew where the codes were for the thing, and he was just kind of part of the solution. And you can't seem to remember his name, like you know you heard it, and you cannot remember it when you go to think about it later.
Like magically,
there's a magical effect going on.
Ha ha!
Because I thought his power set says he can't forget.
Correct,
Paul.
Oh, yeah, Russ,
he's blinking. Rob is blinking like crazy and staring at Paul. For those of you that can't see.
Sorry, probably should have mentioned that part. Paul, look
at him. I have the ability not to forget names, but I can't seem to remember his name.
Oh, he says, oh, and then he says a name, and then you still can't hear. You heard it, and you know it, but you can't say it, you can't remember it.
Okay, but at least you...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a genetic thing. It's a... Don't worry about it.
Genetic thing. There's a lot of those.
What the fuck does that mean?
I built this thing called an ancestral memory. It isn't... Because it's not me remembering it. That's probably why I can remember it.
Hey, Yuckle and Chuckle, pay attention.
Oh, they're so upset about that.
We're gonna help. But fuck you. You can never remember this guy's name. He's pretty cool, though. And then they both shut up.
Yuckle and Chuckle.
Wow.
Whenever I refer to just two people, that's what you just say.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you refer
that's
to
That's Robert's go-to thing.
Yeah, well, but Damon would never say that to those two.
Correct.
Okay, so was that just Rob?
That was just Rob.
Oh, because if so, you would say, oh, yeah, we'll remind you of his existence if you need him.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, no, he's that's a cape. You should remember him, but you probably can't. Yes, Mike
knows.
Rob already knows.
Yes, Mike? Mike
we knows. Had a similar situation a while ago.
Yes, Mike? What do you think the name is?
No.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to see if you're right.
Ooh.
I'm going to send it to you. Because I don't want to make any hints.
I'm about to get a couple Discord messages or text messages. Hold on.
I'm going to guess that his name is Stanley. That's my guess. Now, Mike, text yours. Oh, you're getting 2 texts. Yeah, right.
Oh, you're both wrong.
Damn.
Do we have the same guess?
No.
No, okay. Paul, he didn't make a comment about mine, so mine might be right.
His first name real might be Stanley.
Stanley?
His first name is Stanley.
Yes.
She gets inspiration.
Yes. Stanley can have inspiration. Why not?
Thank you.
But yeah, yeah. No, neither of those are correct.
Was it close?
Hold on. I gotta see who was closer.
Now I have 2 blank
Rob, you were very far off. Mike was significantly closer.
Like a banana peel length closer.
Question.
Like, same family closer.
Oh.
Good. Okay.
I understand.
Good.
And this is... Podcasting, people are gonna be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" It might become,
and then
it might eventually become clear, maybe. So, yeah, but you can't remember his name, and but this, yeah, we don't remember. We'll tell you if you need it.
Apparently, his name is Stanley.
Mm. Yeah, his first name is Stanley. Like, you remember Stanley, but nothing else clicks. Like, he gave you his last name, nothing. You know, you mentioned you were a cape. If you mentioned you were a cape, I don't know if you would or not.
I would not. I only did it privately to Rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Claire's like, yeah, I don't have any. I don't really care what his name is. if you bring it up to her, you guys have like a designated thing. Like when the project is completed, you're gonna go to this button on the wall, and you depress it for 10 seconds, and then it'll basically signal a thing to reach out and touch the wall to signal them to open up the.
Before we do this, I do try to cast sending out of the thing just to see if it worked.
And you will take 14 psychic damage.
Okay.
And alarms start going on.
And alarms go off like crazy. I'm talking like all the doors locked down.
Oh, the worst feeling.
Everyone is trapped wherever they were.
I fucked up. I fucked up.
It was worth a shot.
Your character hasn't had a fuck up this bad yet.
Energy turrets appear in just the corners of the room and like pointed inward, and they're just like tracking and looking for any magical signatures. Damon raises his hand, and like four turrets point at you.
That was me. I just wanted to test the system.
And don't they open fire.
Don't ever do it again.
I wasn't told I couldn't do it.
You were told do not read. You may not contact the outside world. You were told that explicitly.
Oh, okay. I would not have done that then.
That was explicit.
This was no, then he wouldn't have done it.
Explicit that it was like magic. You said tech.
I said you may not contact the outside world. I was very clear.
If he was told not to, then he wouldn't have done it.
He's not impetuous. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
now Luna and Rico would have.
Oh, the first opportunity, they would have done that.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I wonder what happens if I blink.
Oh. Ooh, they told me not to touch the big red button that says press. Okay. And then 5 minutes later, press.
Let's test those energy guns. Let's go.
You get a flash of what would have happened, and you're like, I'm glad I didn't do that.
I'm glad Luna and Rico aren't here.
Thank you, danger sense.
Unofficial danger sense.
You like your eyes flicker for a second, and then Broyles like, that's what would have happened. Don't do that.
Don't be stupid. You're one of mine now.
And I adopted you, you son of a bitch. He says, all right, so you guys push the thing on the wall, you depress it, you put in the code for the day, or the person with Stanley does it, and then depress it, and then you see, like, you feel the side of the thing shift as a bridge appear, like, is built out of nanites. And then the airlock opens, and you hear, there's a door leading out into the room that you entered before you came into, where you have a locker full of the stuff that you brought with you.
Probably like spell components and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Any, like, for sending, that kind of components?
Copper wire for sending. Copper wire.
Oh, cool. The more you didn't know.
Copper wire, you twist it around your finger. That's like third edition shit, but yeah, I remember that. But yeah, so that went as well as it could have.
Do I get paid for this?
Yeah.
Or do I get item for this?
Yeah, you're offered
or level for this.
You can request an item from the claw weapons division, or you can request like something from their armor division, or you can request something from their R&D division, but that would have to be approved.
Like gauntlets of order strength plus heavy tactical suit.
No.
That it's only not. A bump of 2 AC.
And 11 points of strength.
10. No, 11, you're right. Yes, but I still won't be using the strength for attacking or anything.
Nope. No, and they're like, no, power gauntlets like that are too expensive. They're highly sought after. Every set they've got made are currently like to be shipped, that are being shipped out already. Crazy expensive. Just like the, like if you were to ask for like the one that makes, the, what's the amulet of health that makes your con 19? Those are being shipped out to like world leaders. Now that magic works and magic and tech are talking to each other, world leaders are talking about like who are in bad health or people, really rich people who are in bad health are being sent to them. And it's helping to fund all their research.
Trying to remember the exact effects of it, but I'm looking for the parrot proof of
poison. Parrot proof against poison?
Since it's a free resistance.
No, it's immunity to poison.
Immunity to poison, yeah.
I already got that.
Yeah, but this one's for me, and it doesn't take attunement.
Yeah. You would be able to get that. Essentially, it'd be an innate injection. And what it is it's just a permanent, you're immune to poison. And it's really expensive, but they would do it for you for that as like a thing. You have to get it renewed every like year. You got to go get it recharged.
You can get your rabies shot.
Basically, you need a booster, but as part of it, they'll promise you 10 years of boosters. After that, you got to pay.
10 years of boosters.
It's not going to be relevant. Nope. You don't need to write that down.
Nope. But I am adding it to my inventory.
Cool. So the rest of that goes without incident. You have another 5 days in Chicago. Before, you know, you need to meet up with anybody. Because you scheduled to be down there for 2 weeks. So you have a really nice kind of like whirlwind romance kind of thing with Claire for the weekend. You know, for a long weekend.
How do you spell it?
Here. It's just look up periapt. P-E-R-I-A-P-T.
P-E-R.
I-A-P-T.
It's considered rare. Not uncommon. That's always uncommon.
No, it's rare. It's not, but poison's so uncommon in my world that I'm not that worried about giving it to you. You're not fighting poisonous creatures very often.
We are fighting off poisonous
acidic food. Shit, I do that.
Poisonous food.
I'm resistant to acid.
Until I
acid
burn it off.
We no, fought poisonous food. Food.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Oh yeah, fall into a bit bad acid. That shit will stop you from dying, but it will burn off the enchantment.
It's armor's magical.
And enough acid will burn through that. Your magic's not infinite.
Everything can be overwhelmed eventually.
What can be given can be taken from you.
That is correct. Yeah, so
you just have to flood it out so it's not as concentrated.
Create water! Create water! Create water!
You'd have a shot. There'd be some saves and shit.
Yeah.
Concentration.
I love that, though.
To not the pain.
He's in an exoskeleton. He's fine.
Oh, yeah. Samurai Claire would be fine.
He'd start, like, dousing it. Like,
Summon water elemental friend. Ow, it hurts! Oh, no, they're immune to acid.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't hurt. Ha, suck it. But, yeah, you just get inside. You're inside me now. You're safe. And everyone who can breathe the water is like, this is safe. I like this. So, we're going to flash forward to the end of that two-week period. The week you spend with Claire in Chicago is phenomenal. You go to Navy Pier, you go, you know, enjoy the sights, you go to Limonati's, you go to Ed DeBevick's, because if you're not from Chicago, Ed DeBevick's is like the original insult restaurant. It's hilarious. And they finally got their new location, because we're still waiting. Because that old location was too damn valuable, and I understand. Because it was a corner lot in Chicago that had a little dinky restaurant on it. And they sold it for, like, way too much money. And I understand, but I'm still sad. That's Paul talking. And so, yeah, the weekend is really cool, and the week is awesome. And it's you guys get back to Riverside City together. She says, oh, okay. And she just, like, touches the... She says... If I got enough time now, I guess I'll set up the circle. She says, I just kind of wanted to. You realize she sets up a teleportation circle out of, like, tech she pulls out of her bag?
Oh, cool.
And she's like, thanks for the trip here, though.
Yeah. I had to pay $1,000 for this.
So what it was is she leveled up. And she got the ability to do it herself. That's how I'm a flavored at.
Because she unlocks at 11.
Correct.
So we now know for a fact she's 11th level. Keep that in mind, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she says, yeah, I kind of figured out how it should work tech-wise. I mean, I don't know that many circles, but or targets, but I mean, If you can explain when I can get to it.
Okay. I gave her the coordinates for Lancaster Medical.
That's like down the road.
You said we were back in Riverside
City? No. To get back to Riverside City, she's setting up the circle.
Oh, okay.
Actually, aren't you an FSA? Can't we just go to the headquarters in town and then just have them send us? It doesn't cost anything. I'm surprised you didn't do that when you got us here.
I know, but I wanted to spend more time with you.
I guess there's a lot of paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Plus, then I have to explain why I'm doing it and if it's not FSA business. Because this is clogged business.
Fair. Right. Okay, do you have a circle I can go to or not? I mean, I've got like, the hackerspace I used to spend time at, but I don't really want to go there. And also, they probably changed the code by now.
I'll give her the one in Riverside City.
So which one?
The one that
Arcology. Uses. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I assume there was one in the college.
There's one in the Arcology. It changes weekly, but you're a resident, so you have an app that rotates, and this is the new code.
Yep, and so every week she gets a ping with the new code.
Yeah, you guys pop back, and she's like, that still feels weird. Like, part of me's left behind. I don't know. It's weird. Awesome, and she gives you a big hug. She says, I have to go to work, because you guys waited till the morning, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, it was awesome, and she gives you a kiss, and then she, like, just, she goes down to where her motorcycle is parked, and just speeds away.
Her motorcycle doesn't come to her?
Oh, no, she's an artificer. Yeah, it legit just drives out. Like, it drives. Yeah,
I thought it, like, drops out of the armor. It just, she holds her arm out and just...
Comes out of her backpack.
Oh yeah, hers comes out of her messenger bag. She, if it unfolds, she says it's awesome, and she just tears off
in the building.
Yeah,
it's electric.
True, and also it's got a like they have like no streak tires like for skateboards and stuff that are used for indoor. She has those on it. She's like, it's slippery shit. I gotta change those when we get outside. Yeah. And she like almost eats it, and then she turns it into a trike, and then she's like, "This is much better." And then you outside, she forms back into two wheels and just tears, and you see the wheels are reforming as she drives into street tires, or some facsimile of street tires. So, back to everybody else, as we had an hour of dim and time.
Let's go to the one person we really haven't focused on lately.
Art.
He
has to have a fuck up eventually.
My job is not to be the one who's...
No, he's the stable influence on you guys.
Am I not?
No! Because Rob's not stable. So even if Damon is
Rob's not stable. Wow.
Even if Damon is the most stable being on the planet Earth, he's played by an agent of chaos.
Okay, I'll take that. For now.
It's a family trait.
An agent of chaos.
All right. So, Art. It is, let's say it's...
What is Dylan doing these 2 weeks?
Well, no, that was... you guys did that thing, and that was during the 2 weeks of finding the mom. That they did that. So the timing's lining up. It's the day before you guys are scheduled to come back together after, like, your sabbatical.
Okay.
And what do you do? What does Dylan do spend his last day on effective vacation? That he's the first vacation he's had in, like, 5 years. The first vacation he's had since he joined the FSA. Do it. Like, he's taken a long weekend in Japan to go explore stuff, but he's never had, like, a full, like, three-week period of, like, not doing shit.
Going stir-crazy. Yeah, he's the type of that would always is looking for something to do. And...
Okay. Do you spend any time that day with your parents?
Probably.
Okay. So your mom comes up to you and says, are you doing anything today?
Not really.
I need a favor.
Okay.
This sounds fishy.
She summons.
I'm gonna throw it at you.
What do you need?
Fishy. This is your grandmother.
You're a taxi.
And she's in Seattle?
Oh my god, you are a taxi!
And also, I want you to look at something in the bay there. Wait, Seattle. Yeah, Seattle is. Yeah, I need you to look at something in the bay too. Or, I'm sorry, I need you to take me to the bay. Because there's something cool underwater I want to show you.
Okay.
And you, and also, I love the fact that I can breathe underwater when you're around.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, oh, hold on. Everyone here whose mother, everyone here whose mother survived to the point where they were an adult, right, has had their mother call them and say, I need you to do this. And you kind of, you just do it.
Yep.
You know, and that she's, it's one of those, but I'll make sure it's worth your while.
Yep.
You know?
Well, I guess we'll have to go to San Francisco first, and then we'll swim up.
I mean, you can go to your grandma's house. You've been there enough times.
Okay, so I can...
Regular teleport versus teleportation
circuit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a familiarity you have.
Okay.
So, essentially, roll percentiles, and I think you got to, like, roll above a 10, I think, because it's very familiar. And you have something
familiar. Unless she just rearranged everything.
No. Also, you can teleport to a person if you have an item. And she says, oh, you're like, I need something that she had. And you actually, you're like, hold on, I've got this, like, brooch that grandma had that I, you know, you ended up with, you know?
It's actually a brooch of shielding.
No. Oh. Is it a crab? Is it a crab brooch?
No, it's a lobster.
Got a 20.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, right, he was zero. I was like,
uh-oh. I'll double check the chart, but I think you're fine.
I just pulled up the charts. Very familiar is 1 to 5.
Yeah, you're good.
Or very familiar mishap. Oh, similar area is 6 to 13.
Okay, what's the...
I'm working on it. Off target. At 14 and to 24.
Did you take into account he has an item of the purse, a physical connection to it?
I'm only going off of very familiar.
Yeah, but there's something else to it.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. Associated object. You're on target. Well, it was 0 to 100. Yeah, because you have an object that your grandmother owns.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fuck it up.
Yep.
You can't. You're like, yeah, and you just...
Oh, my God, you're going to give her a fucking heart attack.
Full bow. No. Hey, Grandma. No, I
phone call first.
Phone call first. Hey, Grandma.
You video chat, and she's sitting in her moo-moo in the
the dentures aren't in.
What is your grandma like? Your grandpa passed a couple years ago.
Now, is this mom's mom or dad's mom?
Mom's mom. So
hey, I mean,
yeah, it's your mom's mom. You know, she grew up in your mom grew up in Seattle before she moved to Chicago to join the EPA. So.
What's in Seattle? Other than,
Rain.
Coffee. Well, I was thinking she was, that's where mom got her, all her stuff is, following along lines of what grandma was doing.
I have an idea.
Oh, no, I got a better idea. I know what grandma does for her hobby.
Talk to me.
What are they called?
Pink ladies.
Oh my fucking god!
No, the
crabbers?
No, the muscle, the oh god, it's, what are they
she
called?
She summons the lobsters.
You unlocked a memory for me for the pink ladies, by the way. And now I'm like processing it.
Clam.
Oh my god.
Clam?
The clams with the really long
gooey ducks.
That's it.
She goes
hunting gooey ducks. Yes,
that's hilarious.
Oh,
I had her as like a hippie, like a forever hippie who's like part of the Conservation Society. But there's an infestation of gooey ducks, so she does it as like, and then you remember every time you went to see her, you had gooey duck soup, gooey duck,
everything.
At a certain point, you're like, I hate gooey duck, and then you're like, and then after like a couple years, you're like, I can eat gooey duck.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
And then you go back and visit, and then you eat it for like
for 3 days, and you're like, I can't fucking stand it again. You see that she's sitting in her pink muumuu, like in the chair you know is your grandpa's, and like it's this big old like leather chair, very like austere, she's like, oh hi dear,
hey, we're in the area, you mind if we visit?
Oh, you didn't tell me you came to Seattle? Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay.
And you see the phone like judders as she stands up. She says, "Hold on, I'll get started on the sashimi."
Okay.
I know you like Japanese food. I've been practicing.
Sorry, Juju.
Okay.
Very Juju ass.
That's Nelly's
grandma. She's like, when can I expect you? I should have the sashimi done in 25 minutes.
Okay. We'll be there about then.
Okay. She doesn't know anything about the phone, so she puts it on the table, and you hear her voice goes like the voice you never heard your grandma. She's like, fucking gooey duck stick him. And she just fucking dices it up, and then you see like a flare of like blue light, and then got that one. And then you hear more spanking, and she says, "This is gonna be perfect. I've been practicing for weeks."
Kind of reminds me of our grandma when she first played Legend of Zelda.
Our grandma started playing with a Phantom Hourglass.
Okay.
And she had to put it down because she caught herself saying, "Die, die, die, die!" It's like, whoa!
25 minutes goes by, and...
About 20 minutes, and then it will...
Appear.
Where do you appear? So the biggest memory you have is she's got this massive pond in the backyard.
I was gonna say it's got to be outside, and
it's got to have some water related.
Yep,
it's a different power.
It's a different power set, but it's still linked. It's part of him.
The Silver Phoenix is a thing. It's what's giving it to him, which is it's ice elemental. There's water,
but so outside somewhere,
Did you bring Hero?
Of course I brought Hero.
Of course.
Just thought I'd mention. Just asking about its true sight on her.
So you've noticed that Hero, people don't see him. Like, you've walked into Walmart, and like, no one questioned the fact that there's a dude, like a random dude walking around with a sword. It's just, like, it doesn't.
Yep.
It is not undetectable when not drawn. Like, that's just the thing it has.
It's good to know.
And, like, metal, you walk through metal detector, you forgot it, you had it, because it's so just part of you.
It's just part of
you. You walk through it, and, like, your wakizashi pinged. And you're like, your katana pinged. And, like, sir, you're like, you sure you're okay? Listen, like, that's fine. You took it off, and you, like, handed it to him, you walk through again, and you're like,
I'm going,
wait, what?
Yeah, hand the katana, you know, I'm used to handing katanas over, and it's sort of,
yeah, and you walk through. Oh, I forgot the wakizashi. Never mind.
Does it show up on true sight then? Because I do have true sight.
Yeah, you'd see it.
Okay.
But like, unless it's drawn, it is not. It doesn't exist. You know it's there, and you know it exists. And because Hero's like, I don't want them to see me.
Yeah.
I will not be separated from you unless you say so.
Exactly.
And then, I don't like it.
And you figure out, like, and you can almost, like, force pull it towards you, like kind of thing. You have that kind of connection to it.
Okay.
It soon will have a throne property. Need it.
But yes.
Nobody can water whip it with it. Have reach.
That'd be hilarious.
Do it.
But yeah, so you appear, like, next to the pond, and there's, like, the makeshift Tori gate that she set up because she knew you feel like you were back in Japan. Like, and it's really bad. And it looks like she paid a guy like $50 to put it up with like some 2x4s and shit, but she tried.
Yeah.
And it's like spray painted red. Yep.
You know, the standard red and whites. And
but it's very like she tried.
Yep.
So then you walk around to the front and knock on the door.
And your mom's like, that, it feels so neat. Like, we just kind of like turned into air and we flew like over a whole mountain. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I would like to visit Japan. I only got to see you twice when we were there, and I kind of want to explore more. Can we go?
Sure.
Cool.
It's Dex mod, yeah.
Okay.
I'll do a 5. Ross is like, damn.
For a level 11, 7th level spell? Cool.
Yeah, but he can only use it combat related once.
Okay.
That's the offensive's only once.
Offensive is
offensive, meaning use it on others.
Yes.
Yeah. He just touches him and he's like, you go yeah, where
you
I
go point where you. I tell you to.
You don't fly. Now you do.
No. Oh, actually, God. It's, hey, Jen, warn detention, somebody may be incoming.
Understood. Here's the code for today.
Right, you can target teleportation circles with
yes,
it.
And it's unerring then.
Can I get a high-powered laser and put a teleportation circle on the moon?
You assume there isn't one there. Yeah. There's no space where these supers, there might be one.
Do you remember the circle? No, that was a gateway. Never mind.
But yeah, so you make your way, you work your way around, you knock on the door, and she's like, and you hear some clattering of knives or clattering of metal. Oh,
before we get to the door, I'm gonna, in that 20-minute time, I'm gonna look at my mom and go, so do you know what powers?
She won't tell me. She said you wouldn't tell me until I saw her in person.
Okay.
Did I tell you what your mom had?
You never actually said
it. Yeah.
On the podcast. Your dad has a minor electrical. He can heat up like a electric range by himself, or and I think your mom got something minorly water related. Like she can swim really fast, but she doesn't have the water. She can hold her breath for like an hour, but that's it.
And she can summon the lobsters.
No,
it was a meme I shared.
So yeah, you knock on your grandma's house is massive. Like it's right downtown Seattle, and it's like. People have tried to buy it from her for years, and she's like, I'm living here till I die! And
which is now, like, 500 years from now.
You don't know. They don't know how old she's going to be. I mean, you don't know how powerful she is.
Yeah.
So you can knock on the very, like, ornate door with, like, hippie symbols on it, and it's like if a hippie and a very rich oil baron had a very rich industrialist, like, had lived together, that's what it is. It's very, like... There's a peace sign, but it's made out of wrought iron.
It's the door knocker.
Yes.
All right.
Peace is knocking. Better answer.
So, do you knock on the door?
Yep. Knock on the door.
You hear shit, and then a clattering of metal. And then,
do you still have her on FaceTime?
Yeah, it's still on.
Grandma, it's you like, forgot to turn it off.
You just show it to your mom, like...
Yeah, her phone's just sitting up on the counter, like, facing up.
Yeah.
And then you see her run past, her moo-moo flaring, and then she, like, as she goes, she's, like, clucking herself, and she comes, and she says, Dylan! And then she throws the door open, Dylan! And she just sweeps you up, and she's way stronger than you remember her being. She sweeps you and spins. It's so great to see you! And she spins and then crushes you, and you're like,
I miss my exosuit!
Well, his exoskeleton is kind of like, it's always on, but it's not... really visible kind of thing. So you feel it crinkle your armor, and you're like, oh, she's way stronger than I thought she was.
Yeah.
Or it, like, flared invisibly around you to protect you. Mm-hmm. Like, a layer of it coated, and you're like, oh, fuck, okay.
Yep.
She says, hi!
Hi!
Come in, and she goes, I gotta show you the Tory I had built in the backyard.
I've seen it already.
I just got here.
Yeah. How'd your phone's still it? On.
Oh, I never did learn how to turn that off. All the buttons go away when I talk to people.
Just hit the side button.
Oh.
It's okay.
I missed the little button in the middle.
The button in the middle and the bottom. And they gave me this...
What is that?
I didn't want the A phone. They said I should have an iPhone because they're easier, but it doesn't have a button anymore.
I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay. I guess Janet down the road says she has an A phone because she can talk to it, and then it does what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should get one of those. I don't know. Siri doesn't listen.
But she's got horrible jokes.
Bet she does. You go inside and like it hasn't changed at all. It's very much like it's very inspired by your grandfather everywhere except the kitchen. The kitchen was always her place.
Yep.
And it's like it goes from like industrial chic, which is he had really good taste, to like peace and love hippie shit. Like it's like a line and like it goes from like. Perfect, not marble, but like engineered hardwood, very like upper crust yep. to like shag carpet. And by the
in the kitchen?
By the dining room, like which is it? Like it's like a great
in the in the
carpet
in the
and eating kitchen? Nook.
and then it's like reclaimed shiplap for the flooring, and it's very like I didn't want to waste anything, so yeah. you know, or no, it's bamboo because bamboo is like super sustainable, so it's very like environmentally conscious, even though you know it's less of a problem in this world. But she's like, oh, I mean, and you look over and there is that who you thought is gooey duck sashimi, and she's got like actual wasabi, not horseradish, like. The good shit.
Oh yeah, there's a definite difference between the two.
Uh huh. Yeah, most wasabi you have is actually just horseradish that's green. Actual wasabi is expensive, and Granny don't care. She's got more money than she could spend in 10 lifetimes. Grandpa was rich.
Yep. So.
So yeah, but you go and you have dinner with her, and it's very very pleasant. And she says, "Oh, I had the reason why and she says. Why did you want me here, Mom? And she says, "Well," she goes to like swing her hand towards you, and a blue blade of like energy appears on her hand, and it's made, and, like ice. I can do this now.
Oh,
and then, that's interesting. And then she steps into like the middle of this. She says, "We gotta go outside for the next bit."
Oh, okay.
She steps outside, and then she just like clenches her all her muscles. And she turns into a 10-foot-tall ice golem.
Cool.
Oh,
that explains a lot.
God.
Yeah, I don't know anywhere this came from. It's so cool.
Literally.
Yeah, I don't ever get hot anymore. Or cold.
Cold, would you say that the cold never bothered you anyway?
No, it always bothered me.
Oh.
Yeah, and
Janice says it's the this thing called
the surge.
She called it the beckoning, the comeuppance.
Reckoning.
The reckoning.
Oh, the reckoning. The pastor said it's the reckoning. But I don't think he's right.
He's always
because it was a clerk.
Oh no, it was the burgeoning. she's probably. Wrong. What's it called?
It's the surge.
Okay. She shrinks down from her giant ice form and pulls out her notebook, like a pen and paper notebook, and writes the surge. Tell Janice she's wrong. And she says it out loud.
Suck it, Janice.
And she obviously writes something else underneath, but she doesn't say it out loud. But you see how like, she does like the sassy head tilt. You recognize or when she beats you at cards. Because she beats you at cards.
She beats me at cards all the time, I'm sure.
No, she doesn't. She's just been playing for 50 years and he hasn't. Oh, I play cards against my grandparents. Unless they're forgetting the rule. Unless they're forgetting shit. They're pretty good. I play competitive card games with my grandparents. Like BN, which is a Belgian card game. Pinochle, stuff like that.
Yep.
And it's obviously it's Pinochle and she just beats the pants off you.
Really I don't bad. Know. With the dexterity in that family, I'd say maybe she does cheat. She just good at it.
He never noticed.
He didn't notice.
Yeah. His
perception's not nearly high enough.
Exactly.
It's mostly false shuffle. You know it's false deals, and you just can't catch her, so you can't get away. She gets away with it. And so you guys have a really pleasant like meal, and she tries to get you to do a bunch of stuff around the house, and it's like stuff that you could do really quick, so you just do it. Like program her. She got a new Chromecast, and she's like, I don't know how it works.
I'm actually gonna when I excuse myself, I'm gonna go. Hey Jen, I need an A phone for my grandmother.
Absolutely. Would you like
the elderly model?
We have the elderly model available.
The one with the dot so that she can push it so she...
Yeah, it doesn't do anything, but it tells me that she wants things. Yes.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. That's exactly...
The one with the basic version of me in it.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Understood. I have the address.
she's like, what's the... Nope, I got it.
Never mind. I figured it out.
I can have it delivered by drone in 20 minutes.
That would be perfect. Thank you.
I'll
I don't suppose it could be gift wrapped?
22 minutes.
Okay.
We'll take it from your account balance.
Yes, please.
Is that understandable?
Mm-hmm.
She says, I found you a coupon code. I'll save you 20%.
Awesome.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Not right now. I'll let you know.
The reminder your mother had me set up for you is about to go off. Would you like me to cancel it?
What reminder was that?
Oh, to leave for the bay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's going to go off in 3 minutes and 23 seconds.
All right, I'll let her know. Yes, you can go ahead and turn it off. I'll take care of it.
Excellent. So, 23 minutes later. Do you wait the 23 minutes for it to arrive, or what your mom says in 3 minutes, she says an alarm on her phone, she says, we got to go to the bay.
Bay, yeah. Hang on for a moment. Hey, Grandma.
Yeah, yes, dear?
A present is being delivered for you here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, Dilly, you didn't have to do that.
Yes, I know I didn't have to do that, but you know how much I love you.
Oh, you're too much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. So.
Do I have to wait for you to open the present?
Nope. Go ahead and open it. Push the button.
You didn't.
I didn't do what?
She glares at you. She like gives that like that glare of like you did something you weren't supposed to, but I can't prove it. And your mom just kind of like, yep, all right, Mom, we gotta go, bye. And she just drags her out. And then
that's exactly how I expected it to go.
You know, I totally expected when she pulled out the arm blade thing, you're like, I can do that too.
No. Although it was tempting.
It's also ice related.
Yeah.
She turns into it. She is literally just an ice elemental.
I love that, though. For little old grandma.
No, I almost summoned the water elemental to come out of the pool as... But
he's freaking the fuck out.
I thought you were going to draw a hero because they're like, hey, ice sword.
she goes to, like, there's a... Like a car that... She has a car here that from when she was last time she was here, she's like,
wouldn't it be like bikes?
Oh, you're right, Seattle. So there's like a couple bicycles that are there. She said we can take these down. It's just downhill. Look at it right there. And you get on, and then there's like the moving sidewalks that like the bikes are designed for, so they go faster downhill or faster uphill, but you avoid them going downhill because it's scary and they only point up anyway. Why would you defy gravity? Why would you try and...
Gravity is always a good thing.
Gravity's the cheapest mover. It just kind of does it for you. So you make it down to the bay without issue. You drive past some fantastic smells along the way. You're like, that looks like a good restaurant. And you're already past it because you're going... You're just picking up speed and your mom's just kind of like in it. And you know that she was a competitive swimmer in high school and college. So she's just kind of like, got it. And you make your way down to the bay, and she points, and she says, we gotta go over there, and you kind of, like, steer into the curve, and you go towards, it looks like, and like an archaeology site, but over the water. Like, it's got, like, the tape, but it's, like, with on buoys.
Okay, yeah.
And it's, like, out in the middle of the bay. It's not close to the water at all. Not close to the beach, to the dock at all.
Okay. So...
Go ahead.
Oh.
And she says, it's out there. Okay. Now, I don't know if we want to take a boat out or...
Let's take a quick swim.
Yes. And she just, you guys ditch the bikes, and there's like a... She says, there's like an EPA parking lot that she's got like a code to, and she goes in, it's got like a bar that shoots through and connects the two bikes, and she says, it'll be fine here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, okay, pick me up. And she's like,
no. Ready.
I swim really fast.
Never mind.
Probably not as fast.
There's your power set.
I don't know if I swim as fast as you, but I swim pretty fast.
That's okay. We'll find out.
And so she just literally just leaps off the dock, and she is like perfect swimmer's form, and she leaps like way higher than you. Than she, you leap like a foot or two in the air. No, she's like 12 feet.
But I haven't cast a water breathing yet.
And then I assume you did that way.
Oh yeah!
You kind of just like touched. You did your grandma an accident. You just did. It was like a reaction.
Your
grandma's gonna drown in 24 hours.
So he just yeets herself 10 feet in the air and then dives in like a dolphin.
God, I'm so jealous of that. I'm just going to do the little, you know.
You can do it. You can fly up with it.
Yeah, but no, it's...
You dive in the water, and your mom is just, like, dolphining her way there, like, you know. She's not nearly. She's half your speed, approximately.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice that her like, she was wearing, like, sandals. Or no, it was winter. She ditched, you know, once she got to the dock, she shucked off her boots, and underneath they were, like, swim shoes, but they had open toes. Okay. You see that her toes have flared out and become, like, flippers.
Flippers, okay.
Yeah. She's moving, but you just blow past her if you want to.
Yeah. I'll just keep pace.
Yeah. She says, I can keep up with you, and then you just show her if you can't.
I can keep up with you, and then I'll just... start creeping forward.
And she says, okay, I can't. Don't leave me behind. So you make your way out to the buoys, and then she says, okay, we gotta go up and talk to the... We've got to talk to the foreman.
Okay.
So she says, can you leap out of the water?
Yes.
All right, so she goes. She does, like, the full-on, like, goes down 50, 30 feet and then jets up.
Sure off. Just go straight up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then she lands up, and then she lands in, what's it called?
A three-point landing?
Three-point landing, yeah. And she's like, yeah, oh, no, this is the Scarlett Johansson landing. Because, yeah. You know, like, the I don't know what that's called.
What it's striking called. A pose?
Yeah, but it has a name. But, like, it's like the one you see in posters with, like, the female Avengers. They all do that pose for some reason.
I still love... Have you seen the Black Widow movie?
Yeah.
Where she's making fun of her.
That's exactly it. And your mom obviously did it because she saw it in a movie one time. 13 years ago, and it just became, like, part of her personality.
Yep.
Like, if I could ever do it, I want to do that.
I'm
here. And they're like, how did you... Never mind, we're not going to question it. And you just kind of, like, float out of the water.
I'll just float out of the water. Just, yeah.
And you brought your son? Okay, but you know what? We're not going to question it. Does he clear to see this? And she says... she looks at you and she...
He has higher clearance than I do.
She whispers... They're asking if you're a cape.
I'll pull my cape license out.
Ah, understood. And it has, like, the name is blurred out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a scanner. The name is blacked out, but if you have a scanner, it activates it. Okay, it's a legit license. Okay. Yeah, you're cleared. You have a strange amount of clearance. We're not going to question it, though. We need help.
Okay.
There's something down there.
Okay.
That is too deep. It's off the shelf.
Okay,
and we don't have a. We can't get a submarine that goes deep enough to get down there safely.
Okay.
And your mom said she could get down there. I assume it's because of you.
Yeah.
Would you mind going down there for us? We need to know what it is because it landed like a week ago and.
Absolutely.
Out of the we've been really careful keeping it out of the news.
So, came from, out. Yeah.
Space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, no, I will definitely check it out for you.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy kind of, like, looks at you expectantly, like,
yep.
Like you're
down there.
Yeah,
go.
I'll just take a step back and...
You just fall back on the... Like
do a scuba fall
in. Do you take your mom or do you just go yourself?
I'm just going to go myself.
Okay.
I'm going to say, Mom, stay here.
This is not fair.
I understand, but
I guess it's not really EPA business, but it might be.
If it is, I'll bring you back.
Fair.
I just don't want to put anybody in danger since we're not exactly sure what it is.
Yeah. So you scuba fall in, and you're just like, that was stupid. I could have just flown in. You know, like, I didn't need to do this.
Step back.
On the show.
Water and I are best friends. you swim down, and you're like, you're swimming down and down, and you realize it missed the shelf entirely, and you realize that they think it's directly below them. It's not. It actually it's deeper and deeper, and you're getting like, okay. Submarines are crushed at this depth.
Mm-hmm.
You feel your armor creak a little bit.
No, he doesn't. He has trench diver, which is lets him.
I know.
Yeah.
The Mariana's trench, totally fine. You're like, that is gonna be a week. That's gonna be a weekend trip.
Yeah.
You know the weird shit you might find.
So that means that in this world, the ocean is more explored than ours.
Yes.
If there's people like that, really, that can go down that far.
Like, Zeus could do it, too. But yeah. He's fucking busy. Like, a lot of people who have that kind of power are busy.
The big problem with going down that deep is you only can see about
that far.
Not you. Yeah,
not me, but...
You have perfect sight. You see like it's daylight. So you, the ocean to you is the most beautiful thing ever. Because all the fish is colored. You can just see it.
Or their lack of color.
Or the lack of color down lower. Yeah. You're like, this is kind of boring.
This is weird.
You look, but interesting. You look really weird, and also you have no color, and you're kind of boring, and but it's cool.
But all the lights are cool.
Yeah, you just go to, you're going down and not getting any darker. Cause,
yep. All right.
You go lower and lower and lower, and you see what looks like skid marks. Like, it looks like a furrow dug out of the shelf as it goes lower and lower. And then there's the drop-off.
Okay.
And then it keeps going lower. And you're like, okay. You do some quick math. You're like, you're probably 10 miles off the edge of the bay already. And you're like, what the hell? How fast was this going?
So it went into the...
You figure out, you think... Jen couldn't go that deep. It's too deep. You figure out, from the angle, it probably didn't come in straight down. It probably came in at an angle.
Okay.
And it probably came in from east to west, and then skidded, because it was going too fast.
Okay.
You're going to be on this for a minute. You may want to pop up to the surface, let them know. But things, you might have to track your way back if you do that. So it's kind of a... Do you want to let them know how long it's going to take, or do you want to just track it because you don't want to lose it? You also have, I assume you'd have like a transponder
thing. Well, I was going to say, one of the little flashing emergency lights with one of the balloons that you can blow up just to send it up to the surface.
It just rockets up.
And try to attach some sort of a note to it.
Mm-hmm. I assume you got one that can, like, you can, like, I like to imagine you have one that can, like, send a text.
Okay.
When it comes up and it blasts it three times, like, a couple times. Bomp, 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 bomp.
Yep.
And what's the text say?
The...
160 characters. You know.
So, let's see.
Let's say sending style. 25 words or less, just because that's more fun that way.
Came in at angle...
In wrong spot.
In wrong spot. Further west. Not sure how far yet.
You've got 6 words left.
I will.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow. It's not actual sending.
Yeah, I will.
I'll
come up.
Oh, you do aisle, so you have 3 left.
In spot found.
I'll in spot found.
I'll come up.
Oh, in spot found. Got it. Okay. All right. So you go and you go and you go and you're like, okay, you're to the point where like the fish have started to lose their color, and then you see ahead of you this silver, like bright shining silver, and no, bright, I'm sorry, it'd be bright white sphere.
How big?
About 20 feet across. It's big. Like, if it was going as fast as... If it was going at, like, orbit, like, coming in from, like, an asteroid, big, bad things. This obviously tried to slow down.
Yeah. Otherwise, I was going to say, or because if hitting the water at that speed would have caused at least a small...
Tsunami? It didn't. And that's the thing. They could keep it out of the news because it was so fast, and there was no fire on it.
Yeah.
But it did come in at like, you figured out it probably came in at like a 30-degree angle. It was trying to land.
Yeah, okay. I will slowly approach it.
Yeah. Okay, Natalie's looking at me and has her mouth, like, has this giant grin.
We've been messaging each other.
Right, so we're going to pause for a second. We're going to poll the audience. Audience, where are we at?
So we were messaging each other.
This started with, I sent her a message saying, Atlantis? She's like, yes, yay!
I was like, oh my god, I'm so, like, sitting here being like, yes, I hope so. And then aliens, and then I put cryptos, misspelled cryptids. He goes Bitcoin.
Or did you mean cryptids?
Or did you mean cryptids? And I said no cryptids. And then we said Mothman. And I'm like, oh, the yes. And then we just Nessie? Finished with Nessie. The Loch Ness Monster.
So that explains the grin. Mom, where are you at? You're just interested in what's going to happen.
Basically.
Okay. All right, flashback to Samurai Crab, because you were obviously armored up at this
point. Oh, yeah.
I figure the second he hit, like...
Once it started getting a little...
20 feet underwater, armor up. Yeah. Let's go. They can't see me anymore. Yeah, bye.
Hero says, that's a strange craft.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's old.
How old?
Yes, Rob.
Hero Forge old?
No.
Okay.
Old.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
Like, Rick. Old and lost. No, sorry, he wouldn't say it like that. Old.
And
significantly older than me.
Okay. So, is it going to be a threat?
I don't know.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
One of those many ways to find out.
Yeah, but there's the easy way or the you know... I'm going to actually...
Did you send up a buoy what, from here?
No, not yet.
That's smart.
Not yet. I don't know if it's dangerous yet. So, all right. So I'm gonna go up to it. I'm just going to go ahead and put my hand on it.
And a golden light appears around your hand. And like a circle with like radiating out like a almost looks like a palm scanner.
Okay.
And then it says, "You hear burbling. It'd be trying to make noise. It's like it looks like the shell vibrated to try and talk, like say something. But you understand things underwater. It's dolphin song. It's like dolphin noises because it works underwater.
Okay."
Do you speak to animals? Or do you speak to sea creatures? I don't know if that was part of the water.
I don't.
It might have been. It might not have been.
So long, and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. He tried to warn you all, but oh dear.
Oh dear.
All right.
Hitchhikers.
So we've updated the list of what cryptid it could be, and then I added in the giant squid. And then I was sent this picture. The Turkraken.
The Turkraken is a turkey with a squid
octopus stuffed inside.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have it on there.
I'm going to give it to you because I think it's more fun. You can talk to fish.
Okay.
Aquatic
animals.
You have Primordial, which includes Aquan, which means you talk to fish anyways.
Yeah, so it says access denied.
Yeah.
All right, hero. So it's telling me I don't have access.
Yes. I understand. Do you understand it? I understand
yeah. So the question then becomes... I still don't know if it's friendly or not.
But it definitely used a terrestrial sound.
Right.
That was something you recognize it as being from this planet.
So I guess I'm going to try to speak back at it in Aquan saying, you've been long from this planet. I'm here as a representative.
Mention your friend.
Do you require assistance?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Steve with AAA.
craft damaged. No, it wouldn't. Yeah, you get error. Craft damaged.
Hi, I'm Steve with AAA.
What have you done since you got to this thing? As far as I know, you walked up and touched it.
I walked up and touched it.
Or floated up and touched it.
Touched it, yeah.
Okay.
I have, you know, I've been speaking with Hero, okay. But that's probably...
Hero says, you should look around it.
So, yeah, I'll start going around,
so
find the dent where it hit.
On the other side, there is a It looks like it is a perfect sphere, and it is dug in 8 feet into the silt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a thin, like no more than a foot, like blue crystal, like only thing you think of is at the window.
Okay.
And from any distance from it, it looks just like blue crystal. Do you get any closer to look in?
Oh, absolutely.
If you get up within like 6 inches, you look inside and you see that there is what we would recognize as a cockpit.
Okay.
And there is a young woman, very like a very attractive young woman sitting slumped over and there is a wound on her head.
Okay, so inside is air. Versus yeah, water.
Air.
Okay.
And what languages do you read? You read Primordial.
I speak Primordial.
You read and speak Primordial.
Yeah.
You see spelled out in like different versions of Primordial, and then some things you recognize as like Latin.
Okay.
Like descriptions of like ascension and. And then you see in like big letters above like the back of it where there's like a door. It's Primordial it's called exploration.
Okay.
And then roll me a perception.
Yeah, that's.
Now, don't you get bonuses on that?
Perception.
You're Suba.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yes, I do the editing.
Suba. What's the Suba do for perception?
It is.
I'm just reminding him because
I did remember that. Hang on.
Well, what's the super different perception?
It actually gives me proficiency. Oh no! I think I already have proficiency.
I think. Hero's gonna give you advantage though, because he's interested.
True sight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He says there's much magic in there.
Oh really?
Wow, that was a good bounce right there.
I'll take that natural 20.
Off his hand to a nat 20, baby.
It was either that or it's going on the floor.
Yeah, it was a good shot. I liked it. You read a very distinct word that you're going to recognize. Atlantis.
Fuck yes.
Fucking called it.
Fuck yes.
And with that bombshell, it's time to end. If you're enjoying the podcast, we'd appreciate it if you join our Discord. It's free to join, and it's the best place to get a hold of us. I think most of us have Discord most of the day. It's the easiest way to get a hold of us. Beyond that, if you really enjoy us, we'd appreciate it if you check out the Patreon. Once I get a couple people on there, we'll be releasing more stuff there. I've released one or two things there currently, but there's not really been any reason to put more out there. Maybe I'll add some more stuff there. I will add more stuff there if we get some support. Beyond that, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Good night.